Friends, if you have your Bibles with you this morning, turn with us to the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 3. Paul's letter to the Ephesian church, chapter number 3. Lord willing, today we want to be able to look at verse 20 of Paul's wonderful letter. Our thought today is this: taking hold and letting go. Taking hold and letting go. Dear friends, if you've turned with us to Ephesians chapter number 3, let us look today at verse number 20 of this wonderful epistle by this man of God. The Bible says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Oh, dear friend, the Apostle Paul, writing from the city of Rome to the church of the Ephesians. Dear friend, this letter was written in the order of the prison epistles. This was the first of the prison epistles. And Paul, the great apostle of Jesus Christ, had a desire for the Ephesian church to be the very best that they possibly could be. Well, the same desire of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is for us today to be the very best that we possibly can be. When Paul prayed this prayer, he said, "Now unto him that is able." Who is he that is able? That is none other than a son of the living God. The Bible teaches us to do exceedingly abundant that we ask or think. I can tell you today, dear friend, our Lord has a desire to bless us and to help us and to enable us to be able to thrive in the world today. God has a desire to work in us and through us and about us. Paul, writing to this church from a Roman prison, had a desire in his heart to see people grow and to flourish in the will and the ways of God. Dear friends, that has not changed in any way, form, or fashion. Taking hold and letting go. We're going to do a little exercise today. The Holy Spirit laid this upon our heart. If you will, dear friends, pick up a hymnal. Hold a hymnal in your hands. All of you that can, hold a hymnal. Hold it tight. Hold it firmly in your hand. Now you might say, "Well, Brother Lim, where are you going with this?" Dear friends, we're going in this direction. That this is a sign and a symbol of something that we sometimes hold on to. This may not seem too bad right now. It may seem rather comfortable. But I can tell you today, after a while, and to get tired. After a while, you'll begin to get a little weary. And after a while, you'll have a desire to lay it down. But many times in your life, and many times in my life, we take a hold of things and we hold on to them and we won't let them go. I can tell you today, on the thought of God's living, breathing, in that word, if there's something that is in your life that is preventing you from being all that you can be for the glory of God, I tell you today, on the thought of His word, let it go. I believe, dear friends, that there's things that we're to take hold of, and there's things that we're to let go. If there's something today that's preventing you from doing what it is that God would have you to do, I tell you today, dear friends, lay it down and allow the Lord Jesus Jesus Christ to do a great and glorious abundant work in your life. I believe, dear friends, that Paul, this great man of God, he seen that the Ephesian church was holding on to things that was hindering them, holding on to things that was oppressing them and preventing them from doing what it is that the Lord would have them to do. I tell you today, the old devil, the adversary who walks about seeking whom that he may devour has a desire for us to hold on to things in our life that's bringing us to an all-time low. I tell you today, it is time to let go. Paul said, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, according to the power that worketh in us." What did he mean by that? He meant this, dear friend, that the one who is able has a desire to do an abundant work in your life and in my life and bring us to a place of joy, hope, and peace. You see, dear friends, as Paul, being incarcerated in this Roman jail, he had liberty, he had freedom, he had joy, he had peace, he had hope. You say, why? Because he let go of the things of the world and he took hold of God. I tell you today, come hell or high water, if you have Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, praise God, you're well. Because he is able, abundantly able, to bring to you, to bring to me, praise God, what we need. So many today are still hanging on. So many today are still holding on. You say, why, Brother Lynn? I believe, dear friends, that sometimes we find ourselves in between the rock and a hard place, and we believe the words from the old adversary, the devil himself. Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 44 that the devil, oh Satan, he's a liar and the father of lies. He's convincing people to today all around us that it is good for them to hold on to the things of life. I tell you today, dear friends, if we're hanging on to the things of life and it's preventing us from doing what it is that the Lord would have us to do, I tell you today, let it go. Let it go, because I can tell you, my Lord, who loves, cares, and compassions fail not, wants the very best for us all. So many today are doing what? Holding on. Holding on because they believe that lie. They want to please mom. They want to please dad. They want to please those around them. But in doing so, they must let go. So many today are unwilling to do these things. You say, why is that? It is because that they fail to realize the circumstances and the situations that's come upon them. I tell you today, Paul seen, he understood the anguish and pain of the Ephesian church, and he knew that the Lord God Almighty, who loved them, who gave himself for them, was able to relieve them from the burdens and the pitfalls of life and bring to them the abundant joy that comes for surrendering to him. Do you know something? When we were backslidden upon the Lord, we took hold of the things of the world and let go of the things of God. You know something, dear friends? There was many times in my life I thought I was happy. I thought I knew what joy was. I thought I knew what peace was. But it was until I laid it down and confessed my sins to a loving Lord. It was then and then alone I felt the peace of God. You see, how many times have we told you this? We've told you this many, many times. Back in the day when I had that old Camaro, if I had $5 in my pocket and a quarter of a tank of gas, I was a happy camper. But when I didn't have a dime to my name and my fuel gauge was laying on empty, it seemed as though the friends was far and few between. And I found myself harboring and distraught because of things of life. I thought that the fleshly things of life brought me joy and brought me peace. But it was until I surrendered to the will of God that I truly found peace in my heart and in my life. You see, Paul had a desire for the Ephesian church to have joy and to have peace. You say, Brother Lynn, I desire that. I want that. Remember what Christ said. Christ said in John chapter 10, in verse number 10, he said, "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." I tell you today, dear friends, do you have the abundant life? Do you have joy? Do you have peace in your heart? I tell you today, you can through Christ. He is abundantly able to surpass all the desires of our heart. But you see, we must fully surrender. Fully surrender. Brother Joey and I talked on that this morning. How did so many will go 40 years without knocking a church door? How so many are falling by the wayside because they simply won't let go. Now there's things in life that we're to take hold of. There's things in life that we're to embrace. But there's things in this old world that if it hinders us in any way, form, or fashion, it's God's desire that we let it go. There is something that the Lord Jesus Christ had a desire for His children to hold on to. The Bible tells us in the Gospel of Mark, in Mark chapter 8, in verse 34, and when He called the people unto Him and His disciples also, He said unto them, "Whosoever will come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me." What does that mean, to deny oneself? It means to let go of the things of life and surrender, praise God, to the will of the Lord. Because joy, peace, happiness is through Him. Jesus said, "I've come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Still hanging on to the hymnal? Still holding on to it? Hold it up here. Let us see it. Hold on to it. We've been hanging on to it now for a while. I tell you, it wasn't too bad at first. But now, maybe your hands is beginning to cramp a little bit. The palms are wet. And we're beginning to get tired of holding on to this little hymnal. You keep holding on, because I can tell you today, if you're holding on to something today that's preventing you from doing what it is that God would have you to do, this is a perfect example. That's what's happening today. I tell you today, dear friends, do you rise and shine or do you rise and whine? Where are we at today? Holding on. Holding on. People say, I can remember a day when the church was on fire for Jesus Christ. I can too. You know why? Because the world then wasn't hanging on like it is today. There's more things that the devil is using to tempt us and to try us and to lure us and to seduce us. It's more so today than it's ever been. Teaching in the schools, going to the schools, sharing the word of the Lord with the children. I stand there and I look at them and I listen to their prayer requests and the desires of their heart. And I say, oh Lord, how different that it is today than it was yesterday. How hard it is for them today, much more so than it was yesterday. But oh, dear friends, though society and people may have changed, the Bible teaches me that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He changes not. He's the same today as He was yesterday. And praise be to God, He will be forevermore. There's things to hold on to, but there's things to let go of. There's things that's in your life. There's things that's in my life that brings to us oppression. There's things that hinders me as there's things that hinders you. As Paul was writing to the Ephesian church, there were things that hindered them. But Paul encouraged them in this prayer that God, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, He was able and He could do abundantly if they would ask of Him, because they had something in them and worked through them and compelled them to rise above the things that they seem to hold on to. People say today, I need to let it go. I will let it go. I tell you today, don't put off to do tomorrow what, praise God, needs to be done today. You say, well, I'm young, I'm strong, I'm healthy, I've got it all in front of me. Dear friends, we have done funerals from babies to ripe old age folks and all points in between. The Bible says in Matthew 5 and 45 that it rains on the just and on the unjust. Don't put off to do tomorrow, dear friends, what needs to be done today. I'm thankful that I can stand before you, a sinner saved by grace. I'm thankful today, dear friends, that I can go home tonight and I can lay my head down on a pillow and know that if I pass away during the night, I may take my last breath here, but praise be to God, I'll take my next one in the presence of the Lord. I know that. I know that. You say, how do you know that? Because I let go. I laid down. I released the things that condemned me and sentenced me to hell. Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, came over 2,000 years ago. He lived, He died, He was crucified. He rose on that third and appointed day to give us life. To give us joy, to give us peace. I can remember a time when I thought I knew what happiness was. But oh, dear friends, take it from this old man. I never knew happiness till I allowed the joy, till I allowed the Lord to take total control. But you know something? I had to do something. You know what I had to do? I had to let go. I had to let go. I tell you, it was hard to let go. What's people going to think? What are they going to do? How are they going to look? How are they going to see me? I tell you today, through the power of the Holy Spirit, I learned that if I'm pleasing to Him, praise God, I will be well. Many today are doing what? They're taking hold taking hold. They're weary. They're troubled. They're bitter. The anguish and pain is just reeking and creeping into their life. They know that a change can come. They know the one that can take the crooked and make it straight. They know that there's one that can change everything in their life. But they must first let go. We've held on to this now for a few minutes now. I normally don't preach with a suit on. I'm beginning to get warm. I believe this is about the first time I've been warm since May. Hold on. I'm not comfortable wearing this coat, preacher. My hand's beginning to get a little bit uncomfortable hanging on to this. But I still got it. You may be a little uncomfortable in your life. You may be a little pain. You may have a little discomfort in your life going on today. But you know something? Many of us today, we're still holding on. Why do we still hold on when we know that there's a better way? You say, Brother Liam, what is that way? Jesus said in John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man cometh to the Father but by me. Holding on. I see Bob and Ray's got a little weary. Bob's laid his and down, and Ray's got his and resting in his lap. Donnie's clutching his and like an infant. But you know something? They're still holding on. Still holding on. They don't have to. Many of you that are sitting back toward the back part of the church, many of you may have already laid yours down and set it to the side, said, well, he'll never see me not holding it. Well, it don't matter if I see it or not, the Lord sees it. Holding on. Taking hold. And letting go. Jesus said that we're to take up our cross and to follow Him. Jesus declares to us that He can bring us joy and peace in our life. But I can tell you today, we must let go of the things that are harboring in our heart that's hindering us from peace. I've read a lot of this Bible. All 66 books talks about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't know a whole lot about it, but what little bit I do know about it, He never forced us to do anything. He gives us free will. Now I know that this may seem a little burdensome. It may seem a little odd. But I pray today that you get our point. I don't know about you, but I'm perspiring up here. My palms is wet. My fingers are tired. But I'm still holding on. You know something? There was a man in the Scriptures, very famous man in the Bible. His name was Jacob. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, chapter number 32, and in verse number 26, he wrestled with the angel of the Lord all night. You know what Jacob said? Jacob said, Lord, I ain't going to let you go till you bless me. You know something? When he realized that blessing was coming, you know what he did? He walked with a limp the rest of his life, but he had peace in his heart. Take this hymn and lay it down. It's a relief to let it go, ain't it? It's a relief to let go. Whew. It
It's a relief. Get out of that coat. You see, dear friends, if there's something in your life that you're holding on to, that's burdening you, that's troubling you, that's bringing pain and discomfort to you, and it seems as though the old devil himself is in there stirring all that he can, manipulating you, fixating things in your mind that are troubling you, listen, let it go. And you talk about a relief. You're talking about peace. Jesus' peace goes beyond all explanation or understanding. Now, I've told you, and many of you are or have experienced being out in the world. I can remember all the hell holes and all the places I've ever been, but when I fell upon that throne of grace and I turned my life over to Jesus Christ, I'm so thankful that my Lord, I'm so thankful that He never made me retrace my steps where I went or where I had gone. I praise His name. He forgave me for laying down the burdens and the sin and iniquity that had plagued me. And praise be to God, He gave me the cross to hold on to. Amen. Ain't nothing like it, are you, brother? Is it because I'm a good person? No. Is it because I'm worthy? No. He did it because He loved me. Because He wants the very best for you. My mama died when I was 21 years old. She was 43. She looked like one of you girls that's out here in the church now. I'm 59, I'll soon be 60. I used to think a lot that as sick as my mom was, and the stage 4 cancer that she suffered with, I used to think a lot of times that she hung on all that she did because that she loved me so much. You know why? Because she wanted the best for me. Very best for me. Well, dear friends, I want you to know something today. Jesus Christ wants the very best for you today. The very best. My daddy's sitting right back there. He can tell you. He can tell you. The last words that my mother ever said to me, the last words that she ever said to me before she died, was, "Lynn, have you been saved? And please quit running with the crowd that you're with right now." That's it. You know why? Because I was holding on to the things that brought pain, brought suffering. Not just to those who loved me, but the one who gave himself for me. But through his grace, through an unmerited favor, let go. And I took hold of what brought peace in my life. You see, you don't have to leave here saddened today. You don't have to leave here suffering today. You can leave here with joy today. If we would just simply let go of what hinders and take hold of what blesses. When Paul wrote to the church of the Ephesians in 64 AD from a Roman prison, he declared and proclaimed to them that the one that he was praying to and serving was able. I don't know what you may have be going on in your life today. I don't know what may be hindering you, harboring in your life, troubling you, bringing pain in your life. I don't know. But He does. And if you're holding on to it, and it's dragging you down, the Holy Spirit desires for us to let go. And take up something that brings joy and peace to your heart. Let's stand here.